Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Report for Tuesday, the 29th of November, 2022. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you really need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 finished up 0.3% today to 7,253 points. It was a good day for the iron ore companies. They really led the market, with the price of the ore pushing above $100 a tonne for the first time since September. BHP jumped 2%, as did Fortescue Metals, while Rio Tinto rose 3.5%, one of the best of the top 200. The banks were all higher, the energy companies were lower, while the retailers were flat. New Zealand-based Fisher & Paykel said it has made more revenue for the 6 months to the end of September than expected, and profit was up 57%. Its share price jumped 10% as a result. That was the best of the top 200. The share price of Collins Foods, which runs 264 KFC outlets in Australia and 24 Taco Bells, tumbled 20%, the worst on the day, after saying rising prices were squashing profit margins. Story number two, a United Nations-backed mission has recommended the Great Barrier Reef be added to the list of endangered World Heritage Sites. The mission warned that without ambitious, rapid and sustained climate action, the world's largest coral reef is in peril. It follows a 10-day visit to the reef last March. Now, Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek wasn't very impressed. She said it wasn't necessary to add the reef to the list and blamed the previous government for the recommendation, saying Labor has done more in 6 months to protect the World Heritage Site than the coalition did over 9 years. Story number three, at Ramsay Health Care's annual general meeting today, the board got plenty of questions about why the proposed takeover by private equity failed. It's not really surprising, given that private equity group KKR offered $88 a share and the private hospital operator is now trading around $66 a share. Chair Michael Siddle said the board did everything to help facilitate the talks, which he said were protracted. He made it clear that Ramsay didn't reject the offer, it was simply withdrawn. Mr. Siddle said management was now just running the company and it may try and undertake some acquisitions in the future. Story number four, Brickworks, which does exactly as its name suggests, has signed an 11-year gas supply deal with Santos, notwithstanding high prices at the moment. Building supply companies and building supplies, particularly cement, are very energy intensive and manufacturers need long-term energy contracts, hence the deal announced today. What is slightly surprising is that it occurred ahead of an expected intervention by the federal government into the gas market, potentially in the form of retail price caps. And finally, story number five, protests and turmoil at Apple's key manufacturing hub of Zhengzhou is likely to result in a production shortfall of close to 6 million iPhone Pro units this year. The situation remains fluid, according to Bloomberg, and will depend on how quickly Foxconn, the Taiwanese company that operates the facility, can get people back to assembly lines after violent protests against COVID-19 restrictions. If lockdowns continue in the weeks ahead, production could be set further back. Apple shares fell 2.6% in New York this morning, marking the biggest one-day drop in more than 2 weeks. Apple's share price has declined 19% this year. That's it for the afternoon report for Tuesday, the 29th of November, 2022. Michael Thompson and I will be back tomorrow morning with the Wednesday edition of Fear and Greed. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.